just heard that kind of mention there from Paul about that this is sort of the early Model T version of this. Where do you see our Project Merlin, where do you see time tracking going when it's at its application as, you know, as friendly and as useful and as common as laser eye surgery? What will it be like?
I guess what I would compare this to, for the listeners that are familiar with it, is the very early days of quantum theory and knowledge about atomic structure. What preceded that immediately was putting together the periodic table of the elements. A Russian scientist by the name of Mendeleev did that. He really didn't know anything about atomic structure. He just ordered the different elements that were known to be in nature by their properties. And that's that same kind of pattern clustering that Paul and I are doing now. We're not at a stage of being able to absolutely say what the underlying theory of it is, but we go around looking for patterns, and there are two things that work there. Both Paul and I tend to pay very close attention to almost everything that's going on in the world, just looking for patterns as they emerge. And in the last 20 years, with the advent of very powerful personal computers, we can sift through that computationally, endlessly, just trying to get a feel for exactly how this works, what the rules of the road are, with the hope that perhaps in another 5 to 10 years, we'll be able to give people a refined tool, at least those that have the willingness to grab the steering wheel of their life and direct it down the road.
Well, I love that, but let's pick at that a little bit more, using the PC as the vehicle here. You know, computers by and large are very turnkey. At one time they were very intimidating, seemed like you'd never have one in your house, and next thing you know, you got computers and everything, and now you've got whole cities that are going wireless so that everywhere you go you could be online. So again, I want to go back to this. When, where do you see this system going? Where, how will this be used? What's the application? Might somebody be sitting there thinking, "Well, I want to buy a new car. Is today a good day to buy a car, or what day would be the best day to buy a car?" And would be able to somehow go into some sort of turnkey time track system?
There are actually several major different ways you can use this tool, and I'll just hit on them briefly. There can be timing issues for individuals, particularly people in your business. You know, when do you sign a contract with a company, or even the timing of your guest appearance tonight? This will set off ways into the future, so there are personal decisions you can do. There's a whole other category of application, which is the more the geopolitical or even military. There are certain situations around the world of high concern, things like Osama bin Laden, the war in Iraq. You can use this tool to establish what the likely timeline of those events are, given a certain start date, like March 19th, 2003, for the war in Iraq. There are certain implications for the war coming off of that date. That's a whole other area of application. For the individual, though, and what we plan to incorporate in a book that's under discussion right now, is something akin to the Farmer's Almanac. So the person will have a little handbook for the coming year indicating in very brief graphical form what's likely to happen for any event or project they start on the different days of the year.
But that Farmer's Almanac would have to be one just for them.
No, and this is the interesting thing that Paul can jump on. Anything that starts on a particular day at a particular time and moves out into the future will basically have the same kind of time character to it. And we oftentimes talk about in Merlin time twins, characters like Colin Powell and Saddam Hussein, who basically came into this world at the same time and were almost predestined to interact with each other in the way that they did.
I'll give you another example. One of the founders of this program, actually, I think it was two shows ago that George Norrie asked me to do Art Bell's time track. And he gave me the birthday as June 17th, 1945. Well, birthdays are sort of my stock and trade, or dates in general. And when he gave me that date, it immediately registered because it's the identical birthday of General Tommy Franks, the general who led the invasion of Iraq. Well, if you go back to 2003, in that 90-day window between New Year's and March when the war was launched, Tommy Frank's stock went up big time because he became the general running the war. And Art Bell turned this program over to George Norrie after having been the host of this program for how many years?
Right.
Okay. There's what happens when two people who were born on the same day of the same year within, let's say, a reasonable number of hours of each other, they're going to have hugely important events happen, often of the same sort. In this case, it was career changes, in the same time frames of the same years in the future. And if what we were doing were coincidental, that wouldn't be the case.